We are starting our Life in the Spirit seminar, and in the five Sundays, our first reflection talk is on God's unconditional love for us. But when I thought in my prayer time, I felt because we are starting the Life in the Spirit seminar, it's just good to gather why we do it. Recently, I was visiting a parish in Sydney for a parish mission. And as we walked into the presbytery, we saw this, it's like a picture, but with words. And the words said, maybe it's not new things that we need, but what we need is to remind ourselves about the old things. Maybe it's not new things that we need, but to remind ourselves about the old thing. So for the last couple of weeks, I was announcing the Life in the Spirit seminar, and I think I said, it is a reflection on the pillars of our faith. The pillars that hold on, on which our faith is hanged upon. Last week, I was preaching on God's desire for union. And I connected with how he gathers us around the altar. God's desire for union. And it's the greatest sign of God's love that he wants a union with us. The only one thing that breaks or that blocks this union is our shame. Shame is a big thing. Now, mostly, our shame comes from our guilt. Connection. God wants us a connection with us. He wants to connect with his people. And one thing that blocks this connection is our shame. Imagine Adam and Eve in the story of creation. Up until the time of their first sin, we read, God walked with Adam. Remember the word I preached last week, kauda, face-to-face conversation. God walked with Adam. And as soon as they commit a sin, God comes. But because of shame, they hid themselves. Shame is a big part. A priest who fell in his weakness is ashamed even to approach the altar. Sometimes I get shameful. How can I preach the word because I've just been very judgmental to another person? Can I look at Jesus when I go to chapel? I've been terrible to my brothers, which is quite often is like that. It is always a husband and wife. I let my husband down. And I feel ashamed. How can I look at his face? I let my wife down. I let my friend down. I've been very active in the youth group. I've been coming to church. I had a beautiful parents who brought me up in the Catholic faith. But I got into the wrong crowd. I started to use drugs. I started to get around with girls. Now I am fully ashamed. Even though I wanted to reconnect with God, I can't. Because what is controlling me is a sense of shame. I am naked. Adam and Eve looked for hiding. They looked for bush. The one thing that blocks us from connection with God, his unconditional love, is our shame. So we look for bushes. After a terrible divorce, I find a woman coming to me, Father, I know God loves. I know everything is happy. But it's hard for me to come back to the church. What do the people say about me? I feel terribly ashamed. I feel terribly ashamed. And I said to her, that shame is your enemy. That shame is not from God. It is that shame. It is that feeling that I am naked and I am exposed. I've been seen. Everyone is seeing me. That sense is your enemy. That blocks from you and God. The shame, the guilt. Now, How can I meet a shameful person? If I meet a person who is so ashamed, how can I make a connection with him or her? Only if I make myself vulnerable. There's only one thing that speaks to shame, that is vulnerability. And there are times I experience when I am in deep shame to experience the vulnerability of God. He loved me to the end. So what he did, he became vulnerable. He took off his cloth. He came down and took my feet in his hand and started to wash. And there I experienced a God who becomes my servant. A God who does the job of a slave. A God who doesn't count my iniquities, but rather at my feet, begging me, can we be reconnected again? Because I've been missing you. And that is what we see on the cross. Vulnerability. It is the desire of God to be in union with us. It is the desire of God to teach us how to love one another. And one thing that blocks us is our shame. And the only way he can come down, it makes himself vulnerable to show us, I am also a human like you. So he became a human person, except in sin. He came down, walked with us, and taught us, in God, there is a perfect humanity. In God, there is a perfect vulnerability. In God, there is intimacy. So he became so vulnerable to the point that we can touch him, taste him, and be in union with him. And in that vulnerability, shame was washed away. There was a reconnection. There was intimacy. My own experience, I had a beautiful dad. If you look at me, you don't see anything similar with my dad, because my dad is 6 foot. My mom is 4 foot 5 inch. But if you live with me, you will see a lot of characteristic of my dad. My dad is a very rough person. You know, he doesn't show that much emotions, doesn't cry much. Even I remember when his mother died, he was the only one holding himself, taking my mom's body into the grave and looking after, managing everything. I didn't see him breaking down until the end of that evening. So very tough guy, looks very tough too. And I told my dad, I'm joining the seminary. Dad had this massive reaction. The church doesn't know the pain of bringing you up. And he said something like this, I brought you up till the age of dash and the magpies took you. That's what he said when I joined the seminary. And so he was very upset. Anyway, we all go together because I'm leaving to join the seminary. There is a big prayer. And my mother is praying, everyone is crying. And I'm looking around for my dad, and I can't see. Then I walked into the kitchen. And there my dad opened the cupboard of one of the kitchen cupboards and buried his head, and he's crying like a baby. And I said, Dad, what happened? Bonnie, I'm going to miss you here. Now, that showed me that vulnerability of my dad. He never kind of hugged me and said, Bonnie, I love you. Typical to an Indian dad. And he doesn't show much love or always give me kiss and nothing like that. But that day when I saw him burying his head in the cupboard and crying, I felt, yes, deep in his heart, he loves me. He loves me. That vulnerability. I remember even when I had some problem with jaundice. I was in hospital for 3 months and I couldn't eat any spicy food, anything like that. Only plain food. Imagine that. Huh? And at that time, I remember my mom brought to the hospital one full of good curries with smell and another plain curries with no smell. And he brought it. And my dad got really upset with my mom. No, I'm going to eat what my son is eating. And 3 months, he took the diet with me. Again, I see his vulnerability. That's my experience. You may have your own experience from friends, parents, relatives. You can think about it tonight. But it all this vulnerability shows, take us back to God, where we see his heart being opened on the cross. Because he really loves union with us. He really wants to be in union, so much so he makes himself vulnerable, because he knows that there is a big thing that guiding us, shame. Shame of past sins. Shame of the decisions that failed. Shame of the judgments we made. Shame and guilt. And tonight, maybe you feel him coming to your feet, so naked, loving to the end, washing your feet and begging, I want to reconnect with you. Like Peter, can you say, yes, Lord, wash me, not just my feet, from top to bottom, wash me with your love. Lord, take my shame away and teach me that I am your son and I am your daughter. Can you be vulnerable tonight to that God who desires a perfect union? Amen.